Patient's last name is S-U-L-G-E-R, then S-U-L-G-E-R. First name is A-U-B-R-E-Y. Date of visit is August. Date of visit is December 2, 2022. Date of birth is December 29, 1986. Referring physician is Deborah Chang, C-H-E-N-G, again, C-H-E-N-G, Deborah. And let's go over there, Dr. Chang. After question, is it all great today? I want to show you evaluation for headaches. Ms. Swift is present in this region. She's a 35-year-old female. She's complained of headaches of her first vision. Tells me that she's been having headaches for about a year. For some, the show of the headache is on the left side of the head. First up, headache intensity is 5 to 6 out of 10. First up, the headaches come and go. First up, it has improved now. First up, the patient tells me that also have light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. First off, sometimes the headaches appear to be nausea symptoms. So first off, next step, past medical history, non-explored, past surgical history, non-explored, chronic medication, vitamin B12, next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, next row, social history. Social history, patient's single, patient works for child care, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, there's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not put a review system. It's for impression, migraine, headache disorder, first of all. Patient have 1 year history of left-sided headaches, so first of all, suspect that these are migraine headaches. So first of all, for our condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next of all, we'll give the patient a travel in the trucks. 50 milligrams once a day if needed. Just for start explaining the patient common side effects from the immatrix include the chest tightness, palpitation, short of breath. Explain the patient, let me know immediately if she developed any side effects from the medication. I'll follow up the patient in a month at first time. This marks the gene expectation. Next patient last name is OLAGUE-RIB as in Victor, ERA. First name is MARI, again, MARI. Date of visit is December 7, 2022. Date of birth is October 13, 2000. She's complaining of seizures. Next paragraph, history present in the administration is a 22-year-old female complaining she's complaining of seizures. First of all, the patient tells me that she started having seizures in 2021. First up, a patient tells me that she's suddenly having seizures. So first up, she tells me there is no cause for that. So first up, she woke up one morning with seizures. So first up, a patient tells me that she's been having seizures when she's lying down. First up, a patient tells me that when she had these seizures, that's how much she would have tongue biting and urinary incontinence. So first up, a helpful patient would tell me that she would have that two times a month. First up, a helpful patient tells me that every time there's a fire alarm, would trigger her seizures now. First up, patient would feel weird and with the tongue tasting weird. She would just drop to the ground when there's a fire alarm. But there's no hand paresis, hand body sensory changes. Past medical history, possible seizure disorder, next level. Patient also have history of drug use in which she used a crystal meth. Social history, patient have history of using crystal meth. Patient does not smoke, currently does not smoke, does not drink alcohol. Past medical history, next number, social history, review system, patient denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. Current medication, she's taking acetaminophen, citalopram, Keppra, 500 milligrams on one pill twice a day, Trileptal, 600 milligrams on one pill twice a day, Triazidone, penicillin, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, diagnostic test, an EEG study was performed today. First off, the EEG study shows that it was a negative study. First off, there's no epileptic form discharges. There are no spike and waves activities. Impression. impressions, suspicious for suspicious for pseudo seizures. Her description of having seizures and seizure compulsion every time there's a fire alarms, a time in which she would suddenly lose consciousness and drop to the floor. These are not common seizure symptoms of Hostepa. The EEG study was normal today. There's no epileptic form discharges on her EEG study. I'm suspicious that these are conversion disorder symptoms of Hostepa. Condition explains patient the above diagnosis. I would like the patient to obtain a brain MRI camera to definitively evaluate to rule out for stroke and any structural lesions. For sufficient, did have history of use of a crystal meth, METH, which would put her risk for a stroke and a seizure focus. I would like to obtain a brain MRI camera to make sure that there's no stroke. Recommendation: continue the current seizure medications for now. Continuing the Keppra 500 milligrams 1-3 twice a day and the Trilepto 600 milligrams and one pill twice a day for seven summer. If the brain MRI is normal, comma, may consider consulting a psychiatrist also, comma, for further evaluation for conversion disorder for seven summer. If the brain MRI is normal, comma, may consider taking down the seizure medication slowly over several months, comma, for seven summer. Recommendation: follow with me in the 2 to 3 months after the brain MRI study for seven summer. This month the adaptation. Next patient, last name is MEEP again. MEEP. First name is last name is MEEP. First name is Tanya, TONYA. Date of visit is December 8, 2022. Date of birth is December 20, 1960. Next, we have a referring physician, Dr. Referring physician is Charlie Walker, CHARLIE. Last name is WALKERMD. Next pair of the Dr. Walker, I'm professional Sutani, and today's initial evaluation for memory loss. Next pair of history person known as Christian is a 61-year-old female. Come on, she complained of memory loss. Of course, Christian tells me that approximately 15 years ago, come on, she fell off a roof for stuff that affected her memory, for stuff that progressive memory concern, for stuff she also has speech. Stuttering since then for about 6 months later, Kama, she fell off another roof again for this time she fell straight onto concrete for 2 years ago she was in a motor vehicle accident since then she has speech difficulties she has a lot of stuttering now it's better however she tells me that her memory is not as good as before she has short-term memory deficits uniting hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, dysphagia past medical history. Brain malaria. Next one, past surgical history. Appendectomy. Next one, concussion. Next one, right shoulder surgery. Next one, medication. Lexapro. Thyroid medication. Temazepam. Xanax. Flexeril. Adderall. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, seen for social history patients, divorced with one child, for patients, or retired teacher, patient does not smoke, or patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next, a family history of depression and alcoholism from both sides of the family. Next, a review system, patient has a depression, neurologic examination, mental state examination. Patient knows this is December 8, 2022. For South Asian knows this is Pleasanton, California. For South Asian knows the current president is Biden. For example, the CO7 is 5 out of 5. For example, your nose is able to produce 15 words, kind of starting with the letter M in 60 seconds time. For self-efficient, 5 minutes short-term recall is 3 out of 3. For self-efficient, intact ability to proverbs interpretation and for self-efficient, for impression. The patient has a normal has a normal memory test for stuff, but there's no significant cognitive deficits on examination for stuff. Half a patient tells me that she has significant insomnia symptoms for stuff. She would like me to write her some trazodone. She would like me to write her some sleep medications for stuff. Recognition, explanation of the above diagnosis and stuff. Our patient is currently taking tamoxifen 15 milligrams a night for 7. So I would give her trazodone 50 milligrams of 1 PO cubic SPRN. For establishment of patient, the trazodone is a safe insomnia medication. So for stuff, next step, Barbara. Next to further, our recommendation filed in January 16, 2023, for explain the patient common side effects from the medication for stiffness, whether this marks the identification. Next patient, last name is a GLOSSUP. Again, GLOSSUP. First name is Pamela. Date of visit is December 8, 2022. Date of birth is August 19, 1947. Referring physician is Dr. Ferrandino Lowe, L-O. Again, Ferrandino Lowe, L-O. Next paragraph, next doctor is Dr. Peatman, P-E-A-T-M-A-N, again, P-E-A-T-M-A-N. Next paragraph, dear doctors, I have the pleasure to see Pamela today for initial evaluation for tremors. Next paragraph, this request is known as patient, a 75-year-old female, common chief complaint of tremors, so for step, the patient tells me that she's having left-hand tremors, so for step, it has been going on for the last a year or so. First of it is mostly staying with the left hand. So first of it denies any hemiplegia, any body sensory changes. So first of it, she also has gait problem. First of it, she's walking slower. Next step, I have a past medical history, cyst. On the nerve and the spine. Next we have a current medication, none. Next we have allergies. No known for allergies. Next we have social history, patients, widow, patients, retired, patient does not smoke, or patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history, mother had stroke when she was 85 years old, first of father of Alzheimer's disease in the 90s. Next we have immune system, patient's hair loss, vision loss, first up. Next paragraph, patient acid reflux symptoms, or stomach pain, first up. Next paragraph, neurological examination, mental site examination, cranial nerve examination, patient's decreased in facial expression, first up, patient does have a masked face, first up, next paragraph, mode examination, patient's resting tremor in the left arm, first up, patient has the left hand resting tremor, so first up, patient also pack wheel rigidity in the, on the left arm as well, first up. First time, for gait examination, patient has shuffling gait. First time, a patient has decreased in the arm swing when she's walking. First time, for impression, Parkinson's disease. First time, a patient has a decrease in facial expression. First time, patient has bradykinesia of the facial muscles. So first time, a patient has left hand tremor. Patient has left hand tremor. So first time, a patient has cogwheel rigidity in the left arm. A patient walks with a shuffling gait with decrease in arm swing. These are all classic symptoms for Parkinson's disease. Next row recommendation, explain the patient on the above diagnosis. Next row, we'll start a patient on Sinemet, 101 pill once a day. First up, if she's able to tolerate it, come increase it to twice a day. First up, explain the patient common side effects from the medication will include the stomach upset, nausea, vomiting. First up, next patient tells me that she's already getting physical therapy for stomach syndrome. Welcome to the patient following me in January 16, 2023. For stomach syndrome, this marks identification. Next patient.